Whitney's Matt Heron, and Matt, you know, I've known you a lot of years, and you know, this year in particular, you got second in the Angler of the Year race, fought it clear down to the last of the battle with Anthony Gagliardi, but you get a chance to go kind of redeem yourself a little bit here at the FLW Championship, but down home, pretty close to where you live, you know the lake pretty well. Does that play positively to you, or does that pay, you know, is that going to be something where a lot of pressure's on you?
Well, that's really a lot of pressure. You know, anytime you go into an event and you really know the water, it's got to be an advantage if you can utilize it and put it all together. But sometimes too much knowledge is detrimental, is not enough knowledge. So it's kind of a catch-22, and it's a double-edged sword. Just depends on how I play my cards. It's no different than any poker game. If I sit down and I play the right hand, I'll walk out of there a winner. If I play the wrong one, I'm going home early.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what happens, okay, the home field advantage. Everybody talks about, hey, the guy's at home, but there's never been a classic winner. There's never been an FLW championship winner that's been from an area close to the lake. Is that something you think you can break this year? Is that the jinx is going to come off with a local flair with you or what?
Well, I'm hoping George Cochran broke the ice last year because he was a hometown winner, and it really gave me hope. So, gentleman George got it all done, and I hope to follow suit. But no, the problem with fishing a home lake advantage, you know, a hometown, is you get caught trapped fishing memories. I've kind of protected against that this year, and by when I say that, in 2004 when we were there, I spent a lot of time pre-fishing. We had a pretty good layover, so two or three days a week I'd go up to the lake, and you know, I didn't have anything else to do, and I fished, and you get so many opportunities and so much knowledge and so many different patterns going on that it really gets confusing, and you don't know how to put it all together. It's hard to pattern it. And what I've done to prepare for this year is totally different. I've refused to go to the lake. I haven't been on the water at this present time. I'll begin practicing probably 4 or 5 days before the event. But what I want to try to do is establish a current, active, working pattern. I know everywhere on the lake to duplicate the pattern. All I need to dial in on is what the pattern is, what depth, what key baits, and then go duplicate it and go fishing.
Well, As a lake that can be very tough, gets a lot of pressure and some of those kind of things, you know, the shaky head worm, some of those kind of things, you're known as a power fisherman by me and by a lot of people. You're known as a guy who goes out there, finds those big largemouth, and catches them. Is that something you can do at Logan Martin?
Yeah, something I can do at Logan Martin, but that's also a big misconception. If you look at my record at Beaver Lake and some of the finesse tournaments we've had around the country, when I have to, I can do whatever I want to. And it's just a matter of, you know, does Matt Heron want to? And I've learned a lot. I've really grown as an angler the last 4 years. I understand the FLW Championship format better now than I ever have. And, you know, going in there with a winner-take-all attitude will get you beat in a lot of respects. You have to fish hard. You have to fish to win the event, but you also have to fish smart. And hopefully I can use the knowledge that I have the last 3 years and turn it into something special.
Well, you've had special. The last 4 years in particular have been very special. I think top five every year in the Angler of the Year race. You know, this year probably was one of those years you thought, man, I'm going up to Champlain. I've done well. I can come up there and get it. I can get this thing done. Anthony had about a 35-point lead on you, I think, going into the last tournament, or maybe Jim Moyna. And when you look at what happens, you went out there, you gave it your best shot, you swung for the fences, just came up a little short.
Yeah, I really did. You know, Anthony was in a great position. He had a great year. He won Angler of the Year. You know, he had, going into Champlain, he had a big enough lead, he'd have to lose it. He would really have to lose it. And I tried everything I could. I mean, I tried every kind of mental game I could play on him. I tried to get in his head. And I fished my heart out. I left it all there. I felt really good going into the tournament because we was going into a grass flipping event. Anytime we go to a grass flipping event, I mean, it's my strengths. I get stoked up about it. I looked at his past performances just like we all do. I had seen in the past, you know, that he had kind of struggled there. He caught fish and he'd done well there, but he hadn't had the finishes he wanted. And I was hoping that maybe, you know, put a little pressure on him, talk to him a little bit, and let his past get into his head. Maybe he'd stumble a little bit. And if he would have, I'd have got him. But he didn't, and my hat's off, and I congratulate him. He fished a great year, and he deserved to win Angler of the Year.
Well, Matt, let's talk about the pairing system. You know, it's an NCAA pairing system. You've been through it. You said you understand it. Is that something that you think in a championship event like that, that it's good? Do you think that it's something that, you know, would you rather have it where it was, you know, most weight, in particular this year at home, or do you kind of like it the way it is?
Well, as a competitor and a diehard bass fishing fan, I'm kind of old school. I like the pounds and ounces and accumulated weight, and it's just, you know, it's so hard. You know, out of three championships, One year the bracket helped me stay over an extra day when I shouldn't have because the guy that I was paired against struggled worse than I did. But in a pounds and ounces deal, you know, I've gone home early and I've been in the top 10 in pounds and ounces 2 out of 3 years. So I'm old school. I like pounds and ounces, you know, and I don't understand it. You know, it makes for better TV and makes for more interest or some things, but I'm an old school guy. Like, give me the pounds and ounces. Let's fish for 4 days. If we want to, you know, that's just the way I'd rather have it.
All right, now, okay, the FLW Championship this year is $500,000. A lot of money, a lot of money. Next year is going to be $1 million, potentially, to a Ranger owner. You look at that thing as you plan and fish, you know, you can fish FLW, you can fish bass, you can fish whatever pro trigger tour you want. You've been a diehard FLW guy. Is that something that you're looking at that money? That's really the key element that you're looking at?
Well, it's the money's the key element, of course, but I also like the people that I'm fishing around. I like the way FLW's run. I like the family environment. I like the guys fishing there. It's just a totally different mentality, and I truly enjoy where I'm at. You know, and of course the money's good, but you have to decide what fits your personality and your style. And I've always been very comfortable fishing FLW events, and that's where I want to stay.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, you can make a choice and you can fish either thing. And when you look at what's happened here in the last several years, the non-endemic sponsors, the people that are stepping up to the plate, the money continues to get better. As a professional angler, which I know you consider yourself, I'm 100% a professional angler. That's what I do. That's what you have to have, is that money to be able to keep going.
Sure, that's what a lot of people don't understand, you know, is I don't know in sheer numbers how many people actually make their 100% living from angling. I'm one of the ones that do. So, you know, when I look at where I'm going to make a living, I have to look at the purse size and what allows me an opportunity to provide for my family. So, you know, that plays into a lot of my decision. But also, you know, it's just a total big picture. And it's, you know, the people involved in the environment, and that's, you know, I'm where I want to be.
Well, you told me about, I don't know, probably 6 months ago in a phone call we had, you want a cardboard check. It'd be nice to get a cardboard check at the FLW Championship, wouldn't it?
It really would. You know, I've been very close. I finished second on the Ouachita River in 2004. I've had 3 top tens this year. I'm hanging around like a rusty fish hook. I keep kicking on the door. Old Tommy Biffle gave me hope the other day. He went through an 11-year drought, and he finally went big and won at Oneida. I figure I'm going to pull old Tommy. I'm just going to keep hanging around. I'm tired of knocking on the door. I figure I'm going to go to Logan Martin. I'm just going to kick it off the frame.
You know, Matt, you've had great success wherever you fish. You know, you go to Champlain, you fish well. You go to, you know, wherever you're at, you fish well. But you come from Alabama. Is that school coming and learning what you've learned in Alabama, tough pressured lakes, some of that kind of stuff, has that helped you, do you think?
It really has. I mean, I come up through the tournament circuits that I fished in Alabama. There's so many tremendous anglers. Look who's coming out of Alabama. You got Timmy Horton, Gerald Swindle is an unheard of guy that's going to set the world on fire. Russ Lane. I mean, the list goes on and on. Jason Kilpatrick. And you look at the bodies of water that we get to fish and the competition that you go through each and every week around the home. You know, I've always said if a guy can go anywhere in the state of Alabama, roll the boat off the trailer, and finish in the top 10, once he can do that on any body of water, there, he can fish anywhere in the country. And that's kind of how I set my sights. And when I was trying to get ready to come to this point, is I felt like as long as I could go to any lake in the state of Alabama, fish against the competition was there, and finish in the top 10 in every event that I fished, once I achieved that and I was ready, that I could fish against anybody in the country. And I feel like I can right now.
Well, you've proven that. Best of luck at the FLW Championship. I'll be following you, know that.
Thank you, Terry Brown.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.